Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something pretty significant happening over in California.
Yeah, a big shift in how they're handling automotive lemon law disputes.
Exactly. We've got the details here on, well, new requirements for mandatory mediation.
That's right. We're talking Assembly Bill 1755 and California Code of Civil Procedure, Section 871.26. These kick in April 1st, 2025.
April 1st. Okay. And the main takeaway.
The big thing is, if you're a consumer looking for restitution, getting your money back, or, you know, a replacement vehicle under the lemon law,
right,
you now have to go through mediation first.
Mandatory mediation. Okay, let's unpack this, because that sounds like a fundamental change. Our goal today is really to figure out why. Why now?
And what it actually means on the ground, you know, for consumers, for manufacturers.
And we need to talk about the American Arbitration Association, the AAA. They seem to be playing a huge role here.
Absolutely central. This isn't just some minor procedural tweak. It's potentially a whole new way these things get resolved in California.
So let's start right there. The why. What's driving this move to make mediation mandatory?
Well, based on the info we have, it seems like a couple of key factors are at play.
Okay.
First, just the sheer number of lemon law claims. It's been going up noticeably.
More people filing.
Seems so.
Yeah.
And that leads directly to the second point. The courts are getting swamped. Litigation backlogs.
Oh, okay. Court congestion makes sense.
So a big part of this is trying to find a more, let's say, efficient way to resolve these disputes.
Yeah.
To take some pressure off the court dockets.
Right. Speeding things up, keeping cases moving. Nobody benefits from being stuck in legal limbo for months or years.
Exactly. But is it just about speed?
That's what I was wondering. Does this also suggest maybe a feeling that, I don't know, courtrooms aren't always the best place for these specific kinds of fights?
I think that's definitely part of the conversation. There might be a growing recognition that a formal courtroom setting, it's adversarial by nature.
Right.
Mediation offers something different. A less formal space, maybe. More about direct conversation, finding common ground. You might not get that as easily in court.
Okay, so we've got the why rising claims, clogged courts, maybe a better fit with mediation. So what does this mandatory process actually look like for someone with a claim?
So the new rules, they're spelled out in that Code of Civil Procedure section, 871.26.
Okay.
It says if you're seeking restitution or a replacement vehicle.
The main remedies.
The main ones, yes. You have to participate in mediation. This can happen either before you file a lawsuit or while the lawsuit is ongoing.
And there's a timeline, right?
Yes, a pretty specific one. Mediation has to happen within 150 days after the defendant, usually the car manufacturer or distributor, files their first response, their answer, in court.
150 days. Wow. That's not a lot of time, really. Seems designed to push things forward quickly.
Definitely seems that way. No kicking the can down the road indefinitely.
Okay. And this is where the AAA comes in, the American Arbitration Association.
Exactly. They're positioned right at the center of this new system. They're essentially providing the infrastructure and the know-how to make this mandatory mediation actually work.
So they developed specific procedures.
They did. They've launched new consumer mediation procedures tailored specifically for lemon law claims, though they mention other consumer disputes too. And these procedures, they also start April 1st, 2025.
Same date. Everything aligns.
Yep. Lines up perfectly with the law taking effect.
So it sounds like they're not just an option. They're pretty much the designated provider for this mandatory step.
That seems to be the setup. And it makes sense when you look at the AAA's background.
What makes them so suited for this?
Well, they have a really long track record. Decades of experience managing large-scale mediation programs, not just in automotive, but across all sorts of industries.
So they have the experience, the scale.
Right. They've built up the administrative processes, the reputation for, you know, handling things efficiently and fairly.
Okay, but lemon law cases can get pretty technical, right? Faulty transmissions, weird electrical problems.
Yeah.
How is AAA geared up for that specifically?
That's a crucial point. And they seem to have focused on it. They're emphasizing a process that's fast and streamlined.
How so?
For starters, there's a simple form, a specific California lemon law request for mediation form. Easy to find on their website, apparently.
Okay. Simplifies initiation.
And they provide clear info on the procedures themselves, plus a fee schedule. And an important detail from the legislation, Section 871.26, is cost sharing.
Right. You mentioned that. How does that work?
The consumer and the manufacturer split the cost of the mediation equally.
That's significant.
Uh-huh.
Good for consumers to know up front What about the people actually doing the mediating, the neutrals?
Yeah, this is key. Are they just generalists? The AAA says no.
Okay.
They've put together a specific panel of mediators. These folks are vetted, and they have direct experience with automotive warranty issues.
Like what kind of experience?
Things like understanding vehicle repairs, how cars are valued, the ins and outs of replacement under the Lemon Law. They bring subject matter expertise.
So they're not just there to keep the peace. They actually understand the nuts and bolts of the dispute.
That's the idea. They're meant to be impartial, of course, but also knowledgeable enough to help the parties find realistic common ground.
That could make a huge difference in how productive the mediation is.
Potentially, yes.
And what about the sheer volume? If claims are rising, this could mean a lot of mediations. Is AAA ready for that?
They stress that they are. They talk about their administrative efficiency, having consistent ways of handling cases, dedicated case managers for points of contact.
So logistical capacity.
Exactly. And robust infrastructure, digital tools, you know, the things you need to manage a high volume smoothly.
Sounds like they've really thought through the operational side. Okay, let's shift focus a bit. What are the consumers, the individuals dealing with a lemon car? What's in it for them with this new system?
Well, the biggest potential upside is probably speed, getting a resolution faster.
And ask for them in court.
Generally, yes. Mediation is typically much quicker than going through the whole litigation process, discovery, motions, potentially trial.
Right.
So getting that buyback or replacement could happen much sooner, which, if your car is unreliable, is a huge deal for daily life.
Absolutely.
What else?
Cost is another big one. While they share the mediation cost, it's usually way less than the legal fees that pile up in a long court fight.
Mm-hmm. Avoid some of those potentially massive legal bills.
Potentially, yes. And third, the environment itself. Mediation is confidential. It's less formal, less adversarial than a courtroom.
Less intimidating.
Could be. It gives consumers a chance to directly state their case, have their concerns heard in a different setting.
So potential for faster, cheaper, maybe less stressful resolution. Sounds pretty good on paper for consumers.
It has those potential benefits, definitely.
What about the other side? The manufacturers, their lawyers, do they see advantages here too? For them, working with a known entity like the AAA with established procedures offers predictability.
Okay, consistency.
Right. They know they're dealing with a reliable provider, a process that follows industry best practices and, crucially, complies with this new law. It provides a clear framework.
So structure and compliance.
Exactly. And having those experienced neutral mediators involved, that can also lead to fairer, more efficient outcomes for them too. It might cut down on the overall time and expense of handling these claims.
So it's not just about helping consumers navigate the system, but also making it more efficient for the companies involved. A potential win-win, maybe.
That seems to be the hope behind the legislation, yes. A more streamlined system for everyone.
Okay. So for anyone listening who thinks, hey, this might apply to me or wants to learn more, where do they go? What are the next steps?
The AAA has put resources online. The main place is their website, ADR.org Consumer.
ADR.org Consumer. Got it.
Yep. There you should find that California Lemon Law request for mediation form we mentioned. And also the details on the consumer mediation procedures, the fee schedule, all that.
And if they just have questions, need some guidance.
There's an email address for their mediation administrative specialists. Mediationservices@ADR.org.
Mediationservices@ADR.org. Great direct contact points.
Seems like they're trying to make it accessible.
All right, so wrapping this up, the big picture seems pretty clear. Mandatory mediation is basically the new reality for California lemon law cases starting April 2025.
That's the headline. And the American Arbitration Association, the AAA, is set to be the key facilitator for this whole process.
Yeah, playing a very defined central role.
And the overall goal, as we've discussed, is aiming for quicker resolutions, potentially less confrontation for both the car owners and the manufacturers.
It really does feel like a major evolution in consumer protection law, at least in this specific area.
It does.
And it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Could this kind of mandatory mediation approach, could we see it pop up in other consumer disputes beyond cars?
That's a fascinating question. Could this be a model for other areas? Food for thought.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. Well, thanks for breaking all of this down today. Really helpful.
My pleasure. Good to talk it through.